لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
Those of the children of Israel who took to unbelief have been cursed by the tongue of David and Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, for they rebelled and exceeded the bounds of right.
كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون.
They did not forbid each other from committing the abominable deeds they committed. Indeed, what they did was evil. They did not forbid each other from committing the abominable deeds they committed. The corruption of any nation begins with that of a few individuals. If the collective conscience of that nation is alive, the pressure of public opinion keeps those persons in check and prevents the nation as a whole from becoming corrupted. But if instead of censuring such individuals, the nation leaves them free to behave corruptly, the corruption originally confined to a few continues to spread till it engulfs the whole nation. It was this which ultimately caused the degeneration of Israel. For the curse against Israel in the words of David and Jesus, peace be upon them, see Psalms 10, 50 and Matthew 23.
ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم أن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون.
And now you can see many of them taking the unbelievers instead of the believers for their allies. Indeed, they have prepared evil for themselves. Allah is angry with them, and they shall abide in chastisement.
وَلَوْ كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالنَّبِيِّ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَتَّخَذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون.
For had they truly believed in Allah and the Messenger and what was sent down to him, they would not have taken unbelievers instead of believers for their allies. But many of them have rebelled against Allah altogether. They would not have taken unbelievers instead of believers for their allies. It seems natural that those who believe in God and the prophets and the scriptures, compared with the polytheists, would naturally be more sympathetic to those who at least share with them belief in God, in prophethood, and in revelation, whatever their disagreements on other religious issues. It was ironic, therefore, that the Jews should openly support the polytheists in the struggle between polytheism and monotheism, and that their sympathies in the conflict between those who rejected prophethood and those who believed in it should lie expressly with the former. Despite all this, they brazenly claim to be true believers in God, in the prophets, and in the scriptures.
لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا ولتجدن أقربهم مودة للذين آمنوا الذين قالوا إنا نصارى ذلك بأن منهم قسيسين ورهبانا وأنهم لا يستكبرون.
Of all men, you will find the Jews and those who associate others with Allah in His divinity to be the most hostile to those who believe. And you will surely find that of all people, they who say, "We are Christians," are closest to feeling affection for those who believe. This is because there are worshipful priests and monks among them, and because they are not arrogant.
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see that their eyes overflow with tears because of the truth that they recognize, and they say, "Our Lord, we do believe. Write us down, therefore, with those who bear witness to the truth."
وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَنَطْمَعُ أَنْ يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And why should we not believe in Allah and the truth which has come down to us when we do fervently desire that our Lord include us among the righteous?
فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا قَالُوا جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
So Allah rewarded them for these words with gardens beneath which rivers flow, so that they would abide there forever. Such is the reward of the people who do good.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ.
Those who disbelieved and gave the lie to our signs are rightfully the inmates of the blazing flame.